morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to be talking about an Astoria institution, an iconic event which happens in August each year since 1894. It is Astoria Regatta, the 124th regatta. And regatta essentially means boat parade. It's an Italian term. And today, to talk about all the Astoria Regatta events, which are happening from Wednesday, August 8th through Saturday, August 11th, I have amazing people in the studio. I have Brianna Smith. Brianna is the Astoria Regatta Event Director. Hi, Brianna.
Good morning.
I'm so happy that you're in charge of all these things this year.
Me too.
I can't wait to find out all the different things that are going to be happening. And I also have in the studio some of the Astoria Regatta Court. We have Megan Postlewaite in the studio. She was the 2017 Regatta Queen. She still is the Queen. You will be the Queen until a week from today, mm-hmm. when at the Liberty Theater there will be a coronation of one of the princesses. So, Megan Postlewaite, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
So glad you're here. And we have a princess sitting right next to you. We have Catherine Topalas, and Catherine is from Warrenton. Megan, you were from Astoria High School. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
I'm glad you're here. We'll find out more about you later on today when we during the program when we talk about what your topics are and why you decided to become a princess, to apply to become a princess. So, Astoria Regatta, before we talk about that and the ways that people can be involved, there are parades and barbecues and concerts, and you actually need some volunteers. So, we'll talk about all of that. But first, Brianna, let's introduce you to the listening audience. So, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Brianna Smith. I own the Loft at the Red Building and Events Northwest, and I got hired as the event director for the Astoria Regatta, which was extremely exciting because it's an amazing event that I've always wanted to be a part of.
Yes, because you've been in this community how long now?
4 years.
4 years. Okay.
So very new still.
Yeah. But how wonderful, because that's what's so great and makes this community amazing, is that when people move here, they find something which they have a talent for, mm-hmm. or maybe something new that they want to learn, and they get involved. Because
yes.
Astoria, the Regatta is certainly an incredibly worthwhile organization.
It definitely is.
Yeah. I mean, several years ago, there was a threat of it going away, and the community, thank God, stepped up, and everybody came together, and they said, no, this is a really important tradition. We have to continue Astoria Regatta. So what is Astoria Regatta? Let's talk about what it is for maybe folks who don't know what it is.
Yeah. So as you said before, it started in 1894. So it's been going on for 124 years now. It started in the very beginning as kind of a celebration for all the fishermen that were coming back from Alaska. And so it was just a huge celebration. They did boat races and had big parades and parties. And so we've just kept that maritime and regatta history going in our community. Obviously, things have changed a little bit. Our theme this year is making waves. So we're really trying to make an impact on the community. So one part of the festival is the four-day fun that we have, with events starting Wednesday, August 8th, going all the way until Saturday, August 11th. And I can go through some of those events if everyone
would. Yeah, I think we should let people know exactly what's happening and how they can be involved.
Yeah, definitely. So on Wednesday, August 8th, we have coronation. That is where the court gets together at the Liberty Theater at 7 p.m. And this is where we're going to be crowning our new queen. So Megan here will be passing her crown on to the next princess. And we have princesses from Napa, Seaside, Astoria, and Warrenton that are all going to be there giving their speeches, answering interview questions, and then the judges will meet and decide who they feel is the best fit for the queen for next year.
And that is a free event happening on Wednesday the 8th, yep. at the Liberty Theater at 7 o'clock?
Yep, 7 p.m. Yes,
okay.
Free event. So please come
right.
and support the girls for that. And then we move into Thursday the 9th. We have our junior parade, and followed by that is the movie night in Warrenton. So the junior parade happens in Astoria. And then in Warrenton, we have our movie night, and there will be snacks as well.
And the junior parade, as I understand it, and I've seen, is really, so let's give the details, because people can just show up, for that. I mean, you have to register for the Grand Land Parade, which
Correct.
Is happening on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But the Kitty Parade, which is happening on
Thursday
at?
It is at, I will have to look that one up. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Nope. That, because I know I've seen people just, pulling their wagons. Their kids are dressed up maybe in their Star Wars uniform or something, or Star Trekker.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great activity for your kids. So it starts at 6 p.m. It's free as well. And so it's fun to have the kids dress up and, you know,
Seen people, you know, little kids walking their dogs and sometimes there's a pony or something like that. It's just a fun thing for families to do and for little kids to do.
Correct.
And where do people meet for that?
They meet in downtown Astoria by the U.S. Bank.
Uh-huh.
And so you'll meet there, and we can find out all this information as well on our website at AstoriaRegatta.com, and then if you go to the events tab.
Right.
But yes, you can meet downtown Astoria by U.S. Bank.
Okay. So the first event is the Coronation Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, which is Thursday, you have the Kitty Parade, which is in the evening or late afternoon, early evening. That's Thursday, and then we move to Friday.
Yes. So Friday we have our Seamen's Memorial that is at the Maritime Memorial Park at 3 p.m. And it's a great, I mean, you know, we also want to recognize everyone that we've lost through this maritime history as well. So I think it's a great event to see, you know, the meaning and heart and everything behind the regatta.
Oh, to honor. Yes, absolutely. Mm. Because this is a treacherous area, and fishing is a very dangerous job, as Joanne Rideout always tries to talk about on the Ship Report, that when we're eating the fresh fish that, you know, we're lucky enough to have in this part of the world, and also it goes everywhere, really. Commercial fishermen provide fish for everyone everywhere. They are risking their lives, actually, out there.
Yeah.
So that celebration at 3 o'clock on Friday is to honor the lives that were lost.
Yes. And then we move into our Admiral's reception. So Heather Seppa is our Admiral this year. And so we have a big party to celebrate her. And that is at the Barbie Center, and it's at 6 p.m. And to get that, you can come at the door or you can get your pin beforehand at local stores here downtown in Astoria. And you can find that out, again, on our website, AstoriaRegatta.com, where you can buy a pin.
I know. I love that. I already bought my pin.
Okay.
I mean, what I love is, because I know Old Town Framing has it, Finware, lots of shops all over Astoria have a pin. So that one Astoria Regatta pin gets you into all the events, except for the there's a private reception, I know, for the admirals, past admirals, et cetera.
Yes.
But that pin gets you into everything, the barbecue, the concert, all of that.
Yes. Yeah. So it's really great to get your pin now.
So, okay. So Heather's the admiral this year.
Yep.
And so that is happening on Friday.
Yes. And then we have Saturday, packed full of events. So Saturday is going to be a very busy day. We start with our fun run, and then we move into our rose planting that's in Warrenton. And then we have our Regatta Square, which is actually going to be hosted by CMH this year. And so they
Memorial Hospital is doing that. Okay,
yeah,
that's great.
So they have amazing ideas. There's going to be a rock climbing wall, huge inflatables, like a giant one that will fit adults to go down it. So you may see me going down this giant inflatable on Saturday, as well as the kid inflatable bounce house. They will have the fire truck there, the ambulance there. It's going to be kind of a health fair, but also a lot of fun. There will be live music. So they actually have an emergency band. So some doctors in the emergency room have created a band and they're going to be playing.
That's great. Okay, so Astoria Regatta Square is in downtown Astoria.
Yes.
It's happening from 11 to 4 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, which is Saturday, August 11th. And the pin gets you admitted. And there's the barbecue, there's music, there's a bouncy house for adults. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And then after that, at noon, our Grandland Parade starts. So you'll definitely want to get down early, get your seats for that. And then that will be a ton of fun to see all the parade floats go by.
And one of the things that I love and appreciate about the Regatta Parade, I mean, it is quite an impressive parade, actually. I mean, it is not just some tiny little small-town parade. It is substantial. There's a great military presence. You have the Coast Guard. You have... bagpiping organizations,
marching bands,
incredible floats too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a marvelous parade, and that starts at noon.
Yep.
And the Coast Guard helicopter, doesn't it just fly over in advance?
I think
it does.
Yeah,
it usually does, and everybody gets excited, and that's the start of the parade.
Yes, and then we move into our sailboat races. So those kind of happen as when the time is right out on the water. So it's hard to give you an exact time, but probably around 1:30 or so, too, they'll start the sailboat races. And then at 4:30, we have our boat parade, which we're excited to have a fellow nonprofit community here. The Astoria Ferry, the tourist number 2, will be in the parade this year. So that's
very
exciting.
Astoria Ferry.
Yes, so we're excited to have them with us. And then at 7 p.m., we have a concert at the Astoria High School. It's the Columbia River Symphony. So that will kind of end it off this year. So we're not going all the way to Sunday. We're kind of keeping a full day Saturday.
I think that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yes. It's hard on the girls, hard on everyone else to have to make it to another one. So we thought it'd be better to give everyone just a fun Saturday.
Yes, a full day of events on Saturday. And speaking of the girls, so how regatta works is there is a regatta court. And why don't you explain what that is?
Yeah, so we have a court of young women that are from the local schools that we try to have. Anyone can, from any of these schools in the Clatsop County area, can apply to be a princess.
If you're a high school junior.
Yes, correct. If you're a high school junior. And so then once they are crowned as the princess, then they go through a process of speeches, mentorship program. So they have mentors that they work with that are leaders in the community as well. And then they also receive a scholarship. So we want to make, you know, we know that we throw a fun festival, but our biggest thing that we're proud of are the girls and the opportunities that we're hoping we're giving them to learn some skills that, you know, I wish in my community growing up that I had this opportunity. So I think it's a really amazing thing to give these girls some skills that they may not have gotten without the program, and also a really nice scholarship to help them out when they're ready to go off to school.
The scholarship piece is a really huge thing, and it's a wonderful thing. And I agree with you that public speaking, being mentored, learning to step out there is adds to self-confidence. But we're going to be talking to some of the princesses also in just a minute. So, except we just have a listener question. Okay, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But right now, we are going to tell everyone that if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. And I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, we're talking about the 124th Astoria Regatta, which is happening here in Astoria, Oregon, Wednesday, August 8th through Saturday, August 11th. Parades, barbecues, the crowning of a queen of the regatta court, many amazing events. There's the website will really help everyone, which is AstoriaRegatta.com, and you can learn about all of the events there. My guests in the studio are Brianna Smith. Brianna is the Astoria Regatta Event Director. We also have the 2017 Queen of Regatta Court, Megan Postal-White, and we'll be hearing from her in just a minute. And we also have Catherine Topalas, who is from Warrenton High School. She's a princess this year. She'll be vying for the crown. I'll mention the other princesses because there are four of them, but we're lucky enough to have Catherine here today. We have Danielle Morinville, who is from Napa. We have Nicole Sasso, who is from Astoria. Katie Zagata is from Seaside. And so why don't we just start right away with talking to Megan, our queen from 2017. You still are queen until a week from today.
Yes, I am.
What made you decide that you wanted to apply to become a princess in your junior year at Astoria High School?
Actually, this is a little bit of a fun and cute story. I am a Girl Scout now for, I don't know, 15 years or something. And when I was, I think, a junior, there was a Girl Scout camp hosted at Camp Rylea. And the Regatta Court was one of the festivities that came to this Girl Scout camp. And there was a Q&A with them. And so we just got to talk to them and get to know a little bit more about the program. And it was such an inspiration to see where they were. And that camp, that talking to them, that moment, I knew that I wanted to be a regatta princess. And so when junior year rolled around and I started to hear a little bit about, oh no, the application, the application process is coming around, I got really excited. I applied, I interviewed, and here I am.
So, so let's say there's someone listening and they know someone or someone is going to be a junior in this next year. Someone from Regatta would come to the school and say, all right, those of you who might be interested in becoming a princess, here are the application forms, fill them out, send them back to the Regatta board. And then the actual Regatta board does the interview?
It's not.
Or you have an interview committee?
We do have an interview committee. And okay. I believe every year it kind of changes a little bit. Mm-hmm. but I believe it's always held at the Golf and Country Club out in the Seaside area.
Okay. And during that interview, they just want to get to know you, what your motivation is, what your interests are. Were you nervous when you had that interview?
Oh, I was very nervous. I was also running a fever.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I kind of bit down and I talked through my sickness. But it was a really good experience. They just really wanted to know who I was, and they wanted to know if I would be a good fit or not. And they're just looking for people that are motivated and inspired. They want to have some really bright girls on this court.
And it's not important how long a person has lived here, as long as they maybe understand the tradition of regatta?
It's definitely important to understand the tradition of regatta, but you do not have to have, you know, been born and raised or any kind of thing like that. You know, mm-hmm. You could have moved here yesterday and apply the next day. And it's really just, it's a festival to celebrate our history and what has made the Astoria Regatta and Astoria be what it is today. But it's also a way for the community to build up a few girls every year and make them leaders and to send them into this world prepared to fight for what they want.
And building that self-confidence to know what they want and to step forward into that power. So after the interview, then you waited a period of time and then you were notified that, yes, you were chosen to be a princess.
Mm-hmm. I believe it was about a week. And the way that you are kind of told that, oh, you're going to be an Astoria Regatta princess, is they come to your school and they find you and they bring you to the office and they give you a single red rose.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were delighted, obviously, because that's something you wanted very much. And then the work began, though, right? Then,
yes.
then what happened?
So after that, you go to the next board meeting, which I believe is the March board meeting, and you draw a speech topic. So every princess gets one. Every year it's different, and it can sometimes match the theme a little bit, but it doesn't always have to. Personally, my speech topic was industry. And so then throughout the next several weeks, you meet with a speech coach, Ken Chapman, and you practice your speech. So you start with writing it, and then you start rehearsing it and going over it and revising over and over again. And so I talked about, like, fishing, the fur trade that started a while ago, canning,
you
logging.
Learned a lot. You learned
yes,
a lot
you learned
while you were
so
doing
much
your research.
Mm-hmm. You learn so much about, like, the community that you are currently in. You learn about what has built it, where it has come from, where it's headed. It's such an important thing to write the speech and to learn. And then you start to give your speech to all kinds of community members. All of the Rotaries, I think the Astoria Rotary, Seaside and Warrenton Rotary, there's a historical group, there's the Astoria Downtown Society, and you give to a lot of places.
And pretty much you all have to memorize those. They're 3 to 5
yes.
minutes, and you really need to know your stuff, and you mm-hmm. start off with some cards, and then you need to memorize, because I've seen the speeches, mm-hmm. and it's very impressive.
Yes. By coronation, most of the time, the speech has been recited so many times that it is just a fluid thing.
Part of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's part of, you know.
And we're going to talk about what it meant to you to be crowned queen in just a minute. But I now want to move to Catherine, who is a princess. So here's Catherine from Warrenton. She's a junior at Warrenton High School. And you're both wearing your crowns. The queen crown is a little taller than the prince's crown. But Catherine, what made you decide that you wanted to apply to become a regatta princess?
So when I was little, my grandma would take us to the Grand Land Parade, and we would always see the princesses go by. And then a couple years later, my cousin became one of the princesses. So I always grew up with the princesses, and I've always looked up to them. And I think it's great that I got the opportunity to become one of them.
And so now you have been working on your topic because you were chosen in the early spring. Mm-hmm. And what is your topic this year?
My topic is the different branches of the maritime industry and what those men and women do.
And so you had to research that, and you learned a lot about it.
Yeah.
And now you are vying for the crown to be queen with three other young women. What so far has been, I guess, maybe your the greatest learning that you've had from this experience? Whether you, because you've been a princess and you will continue to be a princess, whether you are crowned queen or not, you're still the 2018 court, which will appear in parades and do other things throughout the year.
I think the greatest learning opportunity was being able to meet with a bunch of different people that I wouldn't normally meet with. I've had the great opportunity to do a job shadow with one of the pathologists set up by my mentor, Rachel, and I've wanted to become a doctor when I grow up, so that really helped me out a lot.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so, whether you are crowned queen or not, you still get a scholarship. That's what's great. All the princesses get a scholarship. And then the queen, of course, also gets maybe a little bigger scholarship. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, good luck on next Wednesday.
Thank you.
And I'm sure your family is very proud of you. And and you would recommend this program to other young women, I take it.
Yes, definitely. It's a great opportunity and it's really fun.
And now, Megan, let's explain what happened when you were crowned queen. You didn't know if you were going to be crowned queen. You were prepared. You came because once at the Liberty Theater, which is, again, a week from tonight, the Liberty Theater, you will be in your gown and you will be on stage and all the princesses will be asked a spontaneous question. They do not know what this question is. They will give their topic, their speech, and then they'll be asked a question in front of the audience. So that happened to you last year.
Mm-hmm. Last year, I stood up in front of a bunch of people and I gave my speech and I was so nervous and I really, really wanted to be queen and just all the nerves, but it ended up working out in my favor. So...
It did indeed. And the spontaneous questions, I would think that would be the trickiest part probably because you don't know what that's going to be.
It is a little bit tricky because obviously you don't know what it's going to be. But I mean, it's not necessarily something to really fear over, stress over too much. My spontaneous question is, what is your favorite noise and what is your least favorite noise?
Oh, interesting. So, okay.
Yeah. I mean, some of them are just weird and kooky.
Right.
I think one other girl got... What was the most historically impactful thing that you can, remember for you?
A personal question, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's great. And so now, as queen for this past year, what do you think has been the greatest experience or learning that you've had from doing this?
I think that the greatest part of, the experience through Regatta is how many new people you meet. I think that so many... young people nowadays are not exposed to just so many different personalities in one event, so many different perspectives, and talking to all those people in a short amount of time, you really get good at small talk skills. You also just get to see how other people look at different events or how they see the world. And I think that that is such an important thing for everyone to get to do because, you know, even just where you live, you know, there might be a kind of universal perspective in your town, but that doesn't mean that that's the same perspective elsewhere.
And also different age groups. I think you interact with different age groups because right now we're too segregated in terms of just ages. You know, people need all kinds of ages. So, well, it is so delightful to have both of you in the studio. Princess Catherine, good luck on Wednesday.
Thank you.
I'll be very interested to see what happens. And thank you so much, Megan, for being queen for this last year. So we have a few minutes left, Brianna, and I want to come back again to Astoria Regatta itself on the website. And I also want to say to the listener who has called in with your question, the best way for you to find the answer to that question is going to be to go to the Astoria Regatta website and call the number there about the for who's doing the parade, because I know they vet the parade. And so I would get in touch with the people who are doing the parade, because that's not something we actually know here, and it's not something Brianna knows. But get in touch with the people who are organizing the parade, because they'd be able to answer your question. And so, Brianna, let's go back to Regatta and talk about maybe the most important things are right now that you could actually use some volunteers.
We could definitely use volunteers.
And they can find out how you, like, tell me what kind of volunteers you're looking for, maybe.
So we need volunteers to help us with pretty much all the events. We need volunteers to help us with setting up and tearing down. We need volunteers to help with the parade the day of, so helping manage that and make sure everything runs smoothly. So if you want to go, actually, on our Facebook page, we have a link that you can find there. It might be on the website as well, but on our Facebook page, Esther Arrigata, you can find our volunteer sign-up sheet, and that will give you all the different events that we need help with. So we'd greatly appreciate anybody who has some time to help us out
that week. And there are some time slots there, too, right? So, yep. In other words, someone can say, oh, I can help for 2 hours at Regatta Square doing the barbecue or something like that.
Correct, yeah. Right. So it will be time slots and the day and the places and what we need help with.
Okay, good. So I would encourage all of you to go to the Astoria Regatta website and be part of this event. It's so much fun. It's absolutely fabulous. Did we have another princess just arrive? Or are you just waving to... Oh, there's Liam. Hi, Liam. No, Liam's not a princess. He's a prince, a bit of a prince. We also should call out Skip Hauke, the Grand Marshal this year. We want to come out and celebrate him at the Grand Land Parade at noon on Saturday in downtown Astoria. Skip Hauke retired after being at the Astoria Chamber. He, of course, had Hauke's Grocery for many years. He's a beloved figure here in Astoria. So, yay. Good on Skip Hauke for being Grand Marshal. Yeah. And then Julie Flews, a shout out to her. She's been the president of this. And I know you've been working with Becky Johnson at Vintage. So lots of people have put labor of love.
Yes. Yeah. We have a great board and some volunteers on the board as well. But this is everyone's, you know, free time that they're spending to put this on. So I think it's really important to support everyone.
Yeah. The professionalism, again, of these floats. And they're so surprising. I mean, the talent that we have here. And these floats, we have floats that come down from Marysville, Washington. I mean, people come from all over to be in this parade, actually.
Yeah.
Which is great. Any other last things? Again, I think the most important thing to do is to support Regatta by attending the events, to also buy your Astoria Regatta pin. Why did you all choose the theme Making Waves? Tell me what that means to you, because every year is a different theme.
Yeah, correct. We had our board meeting, and we were kind of going through what we wanted our theme to be, and we thought Making Waves was a good fit, that, you know, we want to make changes. We all want to keep the history of this, you know, event and what we've been doing, but we also want to make changes and grow with the times, and we want to make waves with the girls. We want to have them grow and become leaders of tomorrow and to express their opinions.
Yes. Making waves is creating change, really, in a way, isn't it? And I know if anybody's ever seen the historic pictures of Regatta from 1894 on, I mean, they were right down there in the water. I mean, we become much more cautious now, where there are a lot of safety procedures in place and all of that. But, yeah. I mean, it is. This river defines us, and this water and this fishing and all of that. So Regatta honors all of that. Okay, Astoria Regatta, 124th, happening Wednesday, August 8th. So first event, Wednesday night, the Liberty Theater. And you can see if Catherine, who's my guest here today, is going to be crowned queen or what is going to happen. Either way, she's a princess and she will have a scholarship. And it's been great that you've been involved with this, Catherine. Thank you for being here today. And Megan, well spoken. And I love the fact that this is about empowering young women and helping with their education. So Regatta is doing great things by honoring not only our maritime heritage, but also supporting our young people. And any last thing you'd like to say, Brianna?
No, we just hope to see everyone out this next week and support us, and we'll see your smiling faces.
Absolutely. It's great fun. And again, go to that website if you can volunteer for any of these fun events and pick up your pin. Thank you all so much for being here today. And my gratitude to Dylan. Thank you for being the engineer today. And I am grateful for the amazing, talented banjo music of local banjo instructor Michael Brun for this program, for the theme music of this program. Until next week. Find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. You'd be amazed if you pay attention throughout the day. We are holding our breaths. We are not breathing deeply, and that's not good for our bodies, minds, or spirits. So pay attention to how you're breathing. And right this minute, right now, take a deep breath. So good for you. And then with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well. But with gratitude, think of the things that are going well. And then with a loving and compassionate hug, or pat on the back, give yourself the recognition that you need for doing the best you can in this life, which is challenging for people, but you're being yourself, uniquely you. You're doing the best you can. And then thank yourself for being in this moment, appreciating this moment, the now moment, which is the only moment which exists on this planet, on the amazing planet we call Earth.